So let's talk about her significant digit, but before we get to that, let's talk about this segment's sponsor. That's Bulldog Kia at BulldogKia.com. You've been hearing their awesome ads here on the Crusade channel. They're fantastic. And right now at Bulldog Kia, BulldogKia.com, they have 216 vehicles available for you in their new and used inventory. I have been myself really turning into a salesperson for the 2020 Kia Seltos, which I think is an amazing looking vehicle. I'm still a little sad that the black on black is gone, but that's okay. I'm sure somebody went there or called them at 888-652-8493 or went down in person and talked to Dave Kernall and the amazing staff. Who knows? Maybe the person that bought that amazing 2021 Kia Seltos talked to Dave Kernall and the sales staff at BulldogKia.com about their VIP delivery service, right? And being able to buy the vehicle online and having it shipped to that person's house. They probably had their vehicle sight unseen with the trade appraisal, no haggle pricing, and they brought all the paperwork to them. So good for that person. Check them out at BulldogKia.com. Bulldog Kia is a day one sponsor of the Crusade. Please do business with those who do business with us. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia. So the significant digit I have for today comes to us from Rasmussen's reports. Now, most see violent protesters as criminals. I like how Rasmussen's put violent in front of it, right? Because there is this way, or this mandate, it feels like. It's a good way to put it, a mandate that if you're going to talk about protesters, no matter who you are in any, except for a few outlets, the Crusade channel being one, that you must say what in front of protesters? That's right. You must be a peaceful protester. They are always peaceful protesters. Oh, man, I wish I had... Justin, if you can, remember that audio clip from CNN where the guy was standing in front of the burning building in Minneapolis while he was insisting that the protest was peaceful? If you could find that, that would be awesome. Because that really set the stage where the disconnect, right? The disconnect between reality and what you're being told, being fed. And even Rasmussen's is a part of this as well. This idea that the protests overall are peaceful. Even though we've had Cuomo. Not
clear in how I characterize this. This is mostly a protest. It is not, generally speaking, unruly. But fires have been started and there's a crowd that is...
And while he's saying this, there is a blazing fire behind him. Blazing fire. It's not bad. There's a couple of little fires. And meanwhile, behind him, it's like they're sacrificing to Valhalla behind the guy. And he's just telling you, it's fine. Nothing to see here. It's okay.
Now, his protesters are waiting to bust out the marshmallows.
That's right.
S'mores.
That's right. Because it's peaceful. It's a peaceful fire. It's a peaceful Molotov cocktail. It's a freedom Molotov cocktail. And we had Cuomo's brother, not the murderous governor, but his brother saying, show me in the Constitution where it says peacefully assemble. And then there was a viral clip where that guy eating ramen noodles like, it's right there, right? But even Rasmussen's is playing this game. And it is a game. It's a game of manipulation, which is what the media does now. It is not in service to you to inform. It is in service to the overall greater good narrative. That narrative being, our protesters are the most peaceful protesters and they're just peacefully protesting. Why are they doing this? Gives them something to write about. It fills the time. The burning of your city, the intimidation of your people, the beating of the citizens, the fear that is in your life when you hear Black Lives Matter rallies in your town is of no concern to anybody in the legacy media. Of no concern. Because it gives them something to write about. It gives them something to do. Don't get that. Don't forget that. Right? We live in a time of Twitter and 24-hour news cycles. If there is no news, there is no use for these people. And all of this runs on hate, on division, on fear. So of course that's what you're going to get a spoonful of all the time. So that's why even when you see protesters being violent, they have to say, well, the protests started peacefully. And then they devolved into violence. Well, we're going to judge it by the end. So it wasn't a peaceful protest. And I did a show a couple weeks, maybe a week ago. I don't even know anymore. All these stories just meld together. Where we went through protests in Portland, in Oakland, in Denver, in Chicago, in Austin. And this weekend, they were peacefully, quote unquote, protesting. Peacefully protesting is holding up some signs, maybe having a speaker, and that's it. You know, it's not peaceful protesting what happened in Austin this weekend. We had the Antifa losers blocking traffic, which is illegal because they didn't have a permit for it. So people got to get this out of, you're running me over. I'm in traffic. You are in the road illegally. You are in the road illegally. But nothing, Junior. You are in the road illegally. You are violating the law. And so after that happened, after the Austin police moved them off the street, what did they do? Oh, that's the greatest thing ever. My amazing producer, Justin, just reminded me of a tweet that actually works with this story. What did these people do in Austin? Let me get back to that. So they were pushed off the street because they were blocking traffic. But unfortunately, they got pushed into the restaurant district. And so these quote unquote peaceful protests, because the Overton window is being shifted on the idea of peaceful protesting. What do? One guy ran around with a bullhorn running up to restaurants and screaming at people. Bro, I'm paying $85 because you're in Austin, so nothing is cheap. Paying $85 for this dinner. You best move on.